This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
If you've been thinking that it seems like young adults these days are taking longer to reach key life milestones than they did some 40 years ago, well, you're actually right. I found this article that says young adults are taking longer to reach milestones like finding a full-time job, becoming financially independent from their parents, and even marrying someone.
I wonder why that is. Is it they're not as driven as we were? I'm not making
That's your first go-to.
And it really is. Like, I was super driven, and I see people in my daughter's age range that just aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like, I'll figure something out.
Well, this is the article that I found. This is what they said. When it comes to getting that first full-time job, more young adults are going straight to college. So back in like the 80s, you may have not had that option. Instead, you went straight to a job. You found a career. Mm-hmm. And I know that's what you did, right? Like you went into construction?
I did. I worked for my dad for a few years. And then my dad was the one that was like, you need to go to college, mm-hmm. you know, and so I did, and I put myself through school, but he gave me time off to do it and stuff. He was super mm-hmm. helpful.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I went to college late.
Right. Well, when it comes to financial independence and finding someone to grow old with, studies show that more women are working full time earlier in life than they did 40 years ago. So I guess like back in the 80s or even back before then, there were more girls that were getting married earlier in life.
Right.
Now, women are more encouraged to be independent and to become your own person.
Yeah, and have a career and then right. do the family thing.
Right. And so full-time jobs and careers take up a lot of time that doesn't leave much time for dating. And with things being more expensive, which you got to admit to, a lot of things are more expensive, a lot of men find it harder to be financially independent enough to even think about marriage.
Mm, yeah, it's the money that's holding us back. It's not the nagging. Sorry, that was personal.
Also, too, I think that dating apps have some say in this because you see now all your options. I think back in like the 70s and 80s, it was like you married the girl next door.
Right.
And now you actually have options from around the world.
Yeah.
And so for guys to finally like make a decision, that's
too many choices. We can't make decisions. And they, like literally, if you have too many choices on something, it gets harder and harder to make a decision.
Right.
So yeah, like meeting one person, like, all right, this will be it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, best I'm going to do here. And she, my wife said the same thing.
Aww.
I have no choices. It's the best it's gonna get. All right, I'll marry you.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show, and today's random act of audio comes to us courtesy of Miss Betty Rock. What you got?
It's always good to take a moment to be thankful for what you have because it's easy for us to take things for granted, especially when those things have always been there. So take, for instance, this girl on TikTok. She posted a video of things she was surprised by that made noise after she was fitted with hearing aids due to hard of hearing.
The first one is scratching. I didn't realize that like when you scratch your face or something, it makes a noise. And that completely threw me off the first time. The next one is bagels. Bagels make a noise, lads. Like when you're like scraping butter onto a bagel, that makes a noise.
Fire makes a noise. It makes quite a startling noise to the point where when I heard it the first time, I thought that my nana's living room was momentarily under attack.
The last one is my dog walking on carpet makes a noise. I knew that hard wooden floors did, but for some reason I didn't realize carpet did. She was walking up behind me just after I turned my hearings on and I went, what is that?
Yeah, like that would be so weird to go from seeing things and not associating noise with them to all of a mm-hmm. sudden, oh, they are represented also by a noise. I can't even fathom that.
Right. It's something that we take for granted. We just assume that everybody knows that fire makes a noise or putting butter on a bagel makes a noise. But it's good for us to pay attention to these things that we have that we need to be thankful for because this girl, I mean, it's just the little things that are exciting her. What?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking like all the things that she's discovered make noises shock her. And I'm curious if like okay, I'm sorry, passing gas. Like, oh, hey, that made a noise. Like, finding that out for the first time. If you haven't realized that your whole life, like, that would be traumatic because you'd think of all the times.
Wow.
Yeah, because you think of all the times you're in an elevator or something.
Oh, and you didn't think.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
see?
I see that.
And
then
you're
you'd like, be like, oh my gosh, all those times
yeah.
that I really embarrassed
yeah,
myself.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
We're all learning something today. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Going to do a little snap judgment here. Two songs are being considered for being played here at Way FM. We need your help to decide. So we're going to play a little snippet of one and see what our opinion is. Then we'll play the hook, see if our opinion has changed. And at the end of the two songs, we are going to ask you for your opinion. And who knows, you might be the person that helps get a song added into the rotation, thereby helping one of our artists. So Betty Rock with that. What is song number one called?
This one is called Praise the Lord.
Oh, I like it. Right out of the gate. Here we go. Here's the snap.
In every high, in every low.
You know, I kind of like that, actually. I wouldn't think that I would. And I bet, and Betty, I see you looking at me like I would hate that.
Yeah, what's there to like?
It feels,
Man.
It feels a little like a musical. I like musicals.
His voice is fantastic, yeah. But I would hear that and I'd be like, eh.
Okay, so you're out. I think it's going to build to something, too. Like, I'm hopeful uh-huh. for the... But I'm just a very hopeful person, where you
oh
tend to
gosh.
See the glasses half
My eyes
empty.
Are going to roll so far in the back of my head, they're going to get stuck.
Gavin, where are you at?
Yeah, I like the fact that that's a line that I feel like I would hear in a really traditional praise, uh-huh. worship, or, like, hymnal sense.
Okay. Who
but
are
I like
the, you two?
Well, we're pretty awesome.
I just kind of loved it, because
yeah.
we're good people.
Yeah,
no, good grief.
Well, here we go. Well,
no
we
haters.
Like, we like to praise the Lord, apparently.
Oh,
and
amen.
So here we, amen. Here we go. Here is the hook for Praise the Lord.
I'm going to sing it. I'm going to shout it. I'm going to lift my hands and praise. No matter what is going to come my way. All you've done for me. I give you the glory. From the valley to the victory. I know my God is going to fight for me. So when the devil come try to get me gone.
I like that little turn there.
Yeah.
Gavin, you went, woo, so are you still in?
Yeah, I liked that it had like the little drop after like 20 seconds there. I'm in.
Okay, so Gavin is still in on the hook. Betty Rock, you were out on the snap. Where are you on the hook?
I like it better than the snap, but I'm still just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. I ended up in the meh zone too. Like, the only thing that would kind of save it for me is where it turned at the end and kind of did that breakdown.
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah. But that's not what you want in a song. It's not terrible.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you want that blew me away.
Right.
That ushered me to the hymn or whatever, you know? So, okay, so here we go. So I'm out there. Okay, so that's song number one. So keep it in your mind because we've still got song number two to go. And then again, you get to make the call as to which song we are going to play in its entirety and might make it on the station here at WayFM. So do that in 10. So here we go. Song number two, Lady Rock. What is it called?
And I also want to say, too, that we don't tell you who the artist is just because we don't want that to taint your decision.
Exactly.
So this one you're going to find easily recognizable. The song is called To Not Worship You.
Oh, I kind of like that. Kind of a flip of the script there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Song number two.
Holy, holy.
Yeah, I definitely know who that is. And so that's the hard part, too, when you know and you like a band and then you're like, okay, do I like that song? And they always try to do something a little different, which I respect, but sometimes different isn't better. And so I am going to be out on that snap. I'm out.
Did you think that was different?
A little bit.
That sounded like a lot of what I've heard before. So, I mean, take me out for now.
So Gavin's
please.
Out. Betty
you know,
Lou.
This is going to be the irony.
You're
I'm in.
See?
It sounds like it's going to go somewhere, and I like where I think it's going to go.
Gavin and I'm finding we are more aligned usually than not on musical taste, and Betty is like usually the opposite of us. And that's
true.
That's why we do this, because we don't know how a song's going to land. So, okay, here we go. This is the hook of To Not Worship You.
You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tear them to. Conquer the grave to make all things anew. So who am I to not worship you? Oh,
I love it lyrically. Like, I think that's kind of a cool concept. Like, mm-hmm. who am I to not worship you? Because I've always said, like, I don't understand everything about God, but I know you could make a volcano that I could not. So you are infinitely more powerful than me. So I got to lay my pride down. So I love the concept of that. It's the delivery mechanism that I'm struggling with. Yeah, I'm out. I'm still out on
Did
that
Did you
one.
Want it to sound bigger? Was it because it sounded a little softer than I was expecting it to? So was that your...
I just wanted it to sound not that.
so hard to do.
That's it. That's it in a nutshell. Okay, so I'm out on that one. Let's go to Gavin first, who was out.
I was out, and I'm back in.
Now you're in. Okay.
I did like it lyrically, and I liked that it felt different than I was expecting it to. Because I think if it just hit some big notes and sang the same lyrics that, again, like I said, I've heard 1,000 times in a good way.
In a good way.
I liked it all.
All right, so Betty Lou, you were in on the snap. Were you on the hook?
I'm in.
Oh,
I
clean
liked
sweep
it.
For you two. Okay, well, there you go. So that's song number two. Let me give you song number one here so you can compare them, and then you can let us know which song you want to hear more of here on Way FM. So here is the hook for Praise the Lord, song number one.
I'm going to sing. I'm gonna shout it. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise. No matter what is gonna come.
And to not worship you, song number two.
You're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will not shine unless you tear them to. Conquer the grave to make all things new.
All right, so you get to make the decision right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Which one of these songs would you like to hear in its entirety on Way FM?
I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna shout it. I'm gonna lift my hands and praise. No matter what is gonna come my way. You're the one, you're the one who makes mountains move. Stars will Tell them to.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. It is Snap Judgment, and Kayla, welcome to it. Now, you have a very tough job that you have to do. You've heard the hooks for song number one and song number two. You now have to tell us which one of these two songs you want to hear more of on Way FM.
So we wanted to hear, and this is between me and my 11-year-old, we wanted to hear To Not Worship You.
And thank you for clarifying, because I didn't know if it was like the voices in your head. Like, all of us really voted for number two.
Some of my kids think I have multiple personalities because that was a joke I played at one point.
Well, you want to hear song number two. Lady Rock, who is that by?
That one is by Mercy Me. The one you passed up on, Praise the Lord, that one was by Micah Tyler.
Oh, no way. I love Micah Tyler, too. Oh, I'm sad I didn't like that song.
I believe it. I mean, we were actually guessing in the car, and so honestly, I did not expect it to be Micah Tyler.
Well, why did you go with To Not Worship You by Mercy Me?
We went with To Not Worship You by Mercy Me because that's kind of been a reflection of our life lately, that with all the good things God has done in our lives, even the bad things that we've been through, it would be crazy to not worship him when he shows his majesty and his power in our lives and in the lives around us.
Well, I love that perspective on this, and it's great that you are sharing that with your child as well, because they'll benefit from that as well. So here we go. It is the winner of Snap Judgment today, Mercy Me, To Not Worship You on Way FM.
Thank you, guys.
I'm losing sight of all that matters, blinded by questions I can't answer. I'm paralyzed by what I don't know. Down holds me hostage.
It's easy to let the fear of the unknown keep us from doing something that is good for us, but going back to school might not be quite what you think.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears going back to school was I'd have to watch a ton of online lectures, and I kind of have a problem staying awake during stuff like that, but it was so different than I had imagined, and way better.
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to take a bunch of tests, which I am not a fan of, but instead I was able to write papers, which for me was way better.
Plus, you have the flexibility to work in school around your work and life schedule. Another big fear I had is, what if I don't understand something? What do I do?
Yeah, CCU, they foster community with your classmates, and they are a great resource. And Colorado Christian University has very responsive online professors who are there to help you so you are never alone as an online student at CCU.
Learn more about how you can pursue your passion and find your calling with Colorado Christian University at ccu.edu. Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So if pulling a neck muscle while simply sneezing isn't enough to tell you that you're getting old, I found a list of some of the things that if you did any of these as a kid, then you are officially old. Gavin will have none of these, let alone know what any of them are. Betty Rock might land on some of these, and I will have all of them. I have a feeling. So here we go. Using a pencil to rewind a cassette. Definitely not Gavin, because you didn't have cassettes when you were
a
kid.
No, not a chance.
Betty Rock, you would have had cassettes right before CDs, right?
Yeah, but I started with CDs.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are young.
But I've seen my dad use a pencil to, like, you know.
That doesn't help. Thank you. yes, I've rewound many a cassette with a pencil eraser when it would be eaten by the cassette machine.
Oh, yeah. No.
I really thought cassettes might would have been in your world. Okay, so you started with CDs. Hearing someone yell, "Get off the internet, I need to use the phone."
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, still Gavin?
How did that work?
Yeah, how did that work? What was that world? Why did anyone do that?
When you would get on the internet, you'd hear that.
Yeah. And you had DSL, and yeah, you could use, like, you could use the internet. You could use your phone or the internet. Could not use both.
And you could be in the middle of something on the internet, and then your mom's going to get on the phone because she doesn't realize you're on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, Ma, get off the phone!
That was
what
it.
In the world?
Printing out directions from MapQuest.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
I've done that before.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, I started driving like just on the precipice of like iPhones having all this technology.
Yeah.
And we didn't buy a GPS until I was older too.
Sure.
For the family.
So you printed out directions.
Once
that
or twice.
That actually surprises me.
Yeah.
My wife still likes the printed directions, or if she's in her iPhone. You know how you have the blue line and you follow it and it'll show you like a traffic light and you know, okay, at this light I'm going to turn left.
Mm-hmm.
She likes the written view, like where it tells you turn by turn directions.
Oh, good grief.
I know. Like, I'm like, who in the world
That's
does
horrible.
That? But she likes, well, she's older than me.
a few months.
Yeah, but still, she's older than me. Accidentally burning yourself on a car's cigarette lighter. Do you know that cars had cigarette lighters, Gavin?
I've seen that before, but it's when I'm watching an older movie.
Like, yeah, they used to go right where you plug in everything into the,
yes.
into
instead
the
of
port.
The adapter.
Really?
Yeah. That's what used to happen.
Interesting.
And then finally, a way that you are old is you like find out which movies were at your local theater. You actually went to the newspaper. Or called movie phone.
I remember doing that.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, that's so sad.
You are just as old as me.
No,
that makes me feel
no,
so
I'm
much
not.
Better. Well, you're close. That makes me feel so much better today.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And recently at church, our pastor did an analogy that really stopped me. You know, because we always talk about love. We've got to love people. We've got to be good at loving people like Jesus did. And, you know, and we think, man, I'm pretty good at this. And then when he gave this analogy, I realized how far away I am from truly loving like Jesus loved. Okay? So as a parent, and we use that God-parent relationship model that we can all identify with, you know. And so as a parent, you would instantly and without hesitation lay down your life for your child. Not even a question, you know, and that's good. That's healthy. And that's, boy, that's a great example of love. And that must be how God loves us. I mean, that's the level that he loves us on. But our pastor was like, yeah, that's a good level, but it's not a God level. Mm-hmm. He's like, what it would be more like would be like you not laying down your life for your child, but laying down your life for a terrorist that just killed your child. And then giving that terrorist all your money so that they could then go have a good life with their family. Like, that is the kind of love that God has. That is the kind of forgiveness that God has that we can't even remotely begin to get close to because of our sense of right and wrong.
Yeah, it's like, it's unfathomable.
Yes. I mean, that was kind of his point, you know, is that, you know, what Jesus did on the cross for us is that extreme. He did nothing wrong. He took on our sin, and then he gave us everything that we have for eternal life, you know? And that is the picture of love. And so I am curious, like, as you hear that picture of love, did somebody come to your mind that you're like, man, I need to be better at loving this person? Maybe this person has hurt me. Maybe this person has done me wrong in the past.
And I thought I had forgiven them, or I thought I was loving them. But when I hear the extreme way that God truly loves, I'm not close to that. I need to do better than this. And so I would be curious, like, what is that story? What is that person that maybe popped into your head? And does this challenge you like it challenged me to say, I got to be better at this, you know? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take your thoughts on this right now. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Did you get challenged to think of somebody who you're like, I need to love this person more like Jesus?
So I'm going to tell you the reason why I call. And here is what happened to me. Like, I just said to myself, God, if you are the one that is in charge of taking care of me, you are doing a very bad job because you are not doing what you're supposed to do. And this is what I was saying when I was driving in this. And you just said what you just said, and it hit me so bad, and I feel so bad because I shouldn't be thinking something like that. I don't know why you just say that.
You know what? I've always said that this show isn't for everyone, but it's for someone every day, and maybe that was for you today, honestly, you know, and it's something that you needed to hear because it's easy to think that God doesn't love us when he's not doing things the way that we would do them or we feel like things are bad. There's this great quote from Timothy Keller. He's a pastor who just recently passed away, and he said, religious people find God useful. Christians find God beautiful. And I think that that's such a great distinction because when we go to God, so many times we're looking to get something from him like a vending machine, and you need to do this better. But if you find the beauty in his sacrifice, the beauty in his love for you that gives us what we need, not always what we want, it makes your life work better here, and it leads to more contentment for sure. So if this helped you out today, I'm really glad that you got to hear that.
Yes, it did help. You brightened my day. Thank you.
Well, you're too kind. Have a good day. As we talked about this, did somebody come to mind for you?
Someone took my child and murdered him almost 2 years ago. And I'm thinking about how can I use God in my victim's impact statement? How can I let God shine through and use me and not speak what's deep down in my heart that my mama heart wants to say?
Totally understandable. And no one would fault you for it. And that's why we're just talking about like the difference in our love and God's love and how unfathomable his love is. Because again, like everyone would be like, you have every right to be mad, angry, you should be. But then God's love works on a different level. And so the fact that you're even considering this, I think is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you written any drafts of a victim impact letter yet?
I have not. It's just been going through my head what, you know, praying on God, what can I say to not just touch him, the family, the everybody in the room, the judge, anybody that's not saved that don't know God. What can I say? You know, use me, Lord.
Anytime someone's in a position like yours, people expect them to be angry and expect them to want vengeance or justice. And so when you come out and do the exact opposite of that and you lead with love and compassion and empathy for the people who have wronged you, that is unbelievably contagious and impactful. Mm-hmm. I love that you're considering this and that this is your heart and this is what you want to do, because I know it's not going to be easy, but it sounds like you're on the right path to making it happen.
Yes, and it didn't happen overnight. My mama heart was cold for a while, but I had God in it and he shined light in a dark, dark place.
Well, I really hope that what you choose to say on that day has an impact that's bigger than any of us could even imagine.
Well, thank you so much.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting! Way FM, this here's the Wally Show with a little good news. Giddy up, a roundup, a cavalcade of good news stories, because the regular news can be a bit of a bummer. I love when people use their social media platform for good. Like, there was a single mom traffic cop in Detroit, and she was working, doing her thing, and a TikToker walked up and gave her $500 along with tickets to a Tigers game.
Whoa.
So, cool. I mean, kind of nice, and the TikToker gets some views out of it and everything's good. And if it had stopped there, it would have been really nice. But then it kept going. This TikToker got her supervisor to give the rest of the day off so she could go. The video goes viral, but then it didn't even end there. A few days later, he showed up again to surprise her with tickets to another game for an even bigger surprise. They take her down on the field, so she's losing her mind. They secretly started a GoFundMe for her, and people donated $50,000.
That's life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, look at that. I mean, we all complain about how, you know, social media is the death of us all, but, you know, there are some really good moments that happen in it, and that's what we like to talk about here on Good News Giddy Up. Gavin, go.
There were two high school kids in Indianapolis. They met after they were both diagnosed with bone cancer, and they just went to prom together recently. And the best news of all this is that she finished her last round of chemo just a little while ago, and he's been in remission for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Aww. That's cool. I love that story. All right, Betty Rock, Good News Giddy Up, go. Hard to beat that one.
Well, I'm going to beat it.
Oh, nice.
There's a dog. His name is Duck, and he failed out of duck hunting school. He wouldn't retrieve the ducks. He wouldn't bring them back. Like, he wouldn't do anything. But it turned out that he was great with special needs kids.
Oh, there you go.
So now he's helping with special needs kids, and one of them he's already helped out is Alyssa. He started sitting beside her in class, and they bonded, and it helped her decide what she wants to do for a career. She's now going to be certified to be a therapy dog handler.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love when people, like, especially kids, find their purpose, you know, and something like that. That's amazing. And that's going to do it for your Good News Giddy Up.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
These days, technology is continuing to evolve and allow us to do things that we had only dreamed of doing for so long. And one area that I think we're always really hopeful for technological advancement in is the medical field and solving problems that we've just never been able to even understand at this point. And I think there's a story that would provide a lot of hope for that. There's a paralyzed man who is now able to walk with a new technology that digitally links his brain to his spinal cord to create this bridge that sends signals. Now, that sounds straight out of a movie to me, and I think the person that needs to describe it better is Professor Jocelyn Block. She explains it almost in like a cinematic way. It sounds awesome.
There is one surgery at the level of the brain and another surgery at the level of the spinal cord where we put electrodes on the top of the spinal cord at the place that is responsible for leg movement. So between these two, there is communication, an electrical communication, a digital bridge. In a few sessions, everything is linked and the patient starts training.
I actually understand this a little bit because I have a friend that has, like, he hasn't had the use of his left arm in 30 years because of an accident. And they recently implanted something in him that would basically take different brain waves and force it down that arm and different signals because he gets phantom pain, and it's teaching his brain to think of something different to send to that instead of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a battery in his body.
Oh my goodness.
A $30,000 battery that went
Holy
in there
cow.
And you can't even charge your phone off of it. I was like, hey, I'm a small group. I'm like, hey, Thor, like, my phone's a little low. Could I get a charge? And no, but he actually has to charge it. He has to put a thing, like a disc on it at night, and it charges it through his skin.
How is he ever going to go through TSA ever again?
Oh, yeah, that's not happening. But yeah, it's just crazy to think that these things can happen. And I love the fact that you could do something that, in essence, is like a Bluetooth technology to have your brain and your spinal cord talking and people walking again.
Oh, yeah.
That's next level.
I think we just take for granted every day the fact that we can just get out of bed and move and have all this function. For this guy, he got in a bike accident 12 years ago, and now all of a sudden through technology, like, he's starting to walk again. And it's interesting because he hasn't walked for 12 years.
Right.
You got to practice now.
Yeah. The first thing he should do is do that skipping trend on TikTok. People will lose their minds.
Oh, my
That'll
goodness.
Be so great.
Wow.
We're just going to do a little word association.
You think you're hot because you know words.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little wordsmith game, chance for you to win a prize. What I've done is I've taken different songs that we play here at Way FM, and I've written down the lyrics. I'm going to give you the lyrics one word at a time, okay? You start with a bank of 25 points. Each lyric costs you a point, all right? Each word costs you a point. And so what your goal is to figure out 2 out of 3 songs before you run out of points in your bank.
Right.
So we'll start it like this. We'll do a round here in the room. and see Betty Rock if you can get this, okay? Here is your first song. This will kind of give you an example. I don't got this. I know you got this.
I don't got this. I know you got this. Brandon Heath.
Yes.
Nice. See me through it.
Nice. Woo! Okay, very good. So that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words. You only used 9 words out of your bank. So you have a whole lot of other words. I am going to add a new feature to this. Like, say you used 9 words and you're right there, but you didn't get it. I will charge you 5 points and I will sing the melody to you because the melody is what helps you.
5 points being 5 words.
Yeah,
that
5
they...
words. Yeah. Oh. I'll charge you 5 words there. And
they
so
may be on tune or they may not be.
Oh, no, they're not going to be. And rhythm is optional as well, but it'll probably help. You know what? If Betty Rock deems that it was not helpful, I will refund you 3 of those points, okay? If I do it all so right. badly. Maybe I should let Betty do it.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to play along, we got a prize for you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play the Wordsmith game with you right now.
We're just going to do a little word association.
You think you're hot because you know words.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Joseph, thank you for joining us for our Wordsmith game. The way it works is you have points in the bank already. You're starting off with 25 points. Every lyric of a song that I give you costs you a point. If you get 2 out of 3 songs before you run out of points, you will win a prize, okay?
Yes, sir.
So here we go. And just stop me whenever you think you know it. Do you have it yet?
No one would know it by just that.
Can...
Not quite.
Feel you digging all the roots up.
Do you know it, Joseph?
Okay, I can.
You can hear it? Do you hear it in your head?
No, not yet. We're not getting it yet.
Okay. I feel.
Sing it.
I can sing it, but it will cost you 3 points.
Oh, boy. All right. Go ahead.
All right. I can feel you digging all the roots up.
All I can say is hallelujah.
Yes, you're there.
Look what she's
done. Yes, that's it. Nicely done. All right, well, let's tally up what that cost them, Betty Rock.
Okay, that cost them 14 points.
14
points. That was
points.
Factoring in the extra 3 for you to sing it.
Okay. Woo, boy. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a hint on this one to help you guys out since you have your kids there. If you were solo, I would not because I want you to be a winner, Dad. So here we go. Brand new music, okay? Brand new song. A lot of people love this lady. Here we go. I don't know who I'd be if...
I don't know who I'd be without...
I didn't know you...
Know you.
That's right. I don't know who I'd be if I didn't know you. What's the song? Who is it by?
Come on. Is it Lauren Daigle?
Lauren Daigle is right. What's the name of the song? You're so close.
Oh, what's the name? You got to sing it. Thank God I do.
Thank God I do is right. You guys figured it out. How many points did that cost them, Rob?
That was 10 points.
And they had 10 points to go. So you guys actually did it. You guys win today.
Awesome. Cheers, guys.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And recently, Gavin got the joy of going to the vet and knowing that his dogs are healthy. And paying for that privilege.
You're right that there was joy-ish in that scenario. It was joy at, like, oh, they're doing well, and here's what we're going to do to keep them well. And then at the end, you see the bill.
It's so bad. Vet bills are so bad. And I don't know if it's that vet bills are bad because they're expensive or just because we're all like, it's a pet. It shouldn't be this much, right?
Yeah.
But they're like, we have technology too, and we have bills to cover too. So I don't know. I'm not bashing vets, but there are certain things that seem a little much.
It's
honestly
harder to wrap your brain around the money you'd spend on a dog as opposed to the money you might spend on like your kid. Like,
yeah.
You obviously want to make sure both are okay, but you can put up with a little bit more from your dog not being okay.
Yeah.
I speak from experience. There are people out there who care more than I do, maybe.
All right, so what was the final total, the tally of your dog vet bill?
All right, and this was for two dogs.
Okay.
This was $882.
Oh, that is brutal. You'll feel that.
Yeah.
You will feel that.
It hurts still. It will still hurt for days.
Are you getting on a monthly payment plan?
No.
Anything over $300 at the vet feels like so crazy to me. Like, I have my own tolerances. Like, at the vet, it's like $300's my break. And at the auto parts or the auto place where I take my car, like $400's my break. You know, at the doctor for my daughter, $880.
Okay, there you go. That's
That's
pretty high.
And then we're like, we're not gonna do this. we're gonna go to holistic medicine. Let's go to GNC and see what they have in the way of herbs. So $882. Here's what I want to do. I want to find out if your bill is higher or lower than the average pet bill. Okay. So what we're gonna do is then we need five people. We'll do a little five calls in here. Okay. Five people, you tell me what your last vet bill was for whatever you took your dog in for. It doesn't matter. So what was your last vet bill? We'll add those together, then average them and see if Gavin is above or below the average or right on. Maybe this is the average that vets charge for everything now.
I got a feeling, though, that he's on the high end side.
I don't know.
I hope some crazy people call in with some crazy bills.
Some lady emailed me yesterday about her pet bill was like $3,500.
There you go.
Yeah, so maybe that's going to throw off the average. I don't know. So whatever it is, what was your last vet bill? Five people for five calls. Calls it now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Shannon, thank you for joining us. Gavin just recently took his dog to the vet, and it set him back. How much, Gavin?
$882.
Ooh, you are going to feel that.
Absolutely.
So we're trying to make him feel better by finding out if his bill was above or below the average. So we'll take a few people, add the vet bills together, take the average, and see if Gavin is above or below. So what was your last vet bill, Shannon?
Almost right there, $850.
Okay. $850. Okay, what did you have done?
There was a small cyst on above a tooth.
That was just for mouth stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I got you down. I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Rebecca, you're up. What was your last vet bill?
Well, $384, but my cat had a UTI, his insulin for who's diabetic, and he's got kidney failure.
Yeah, that is a lot for a cat, because cats are basically a $29 investment, because I know I have one. But $384 for all of that is not that bad, actually, for a cat. So I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
All right, Victoria, you're up. What was your last vet bill?
$600 for a pet rabbit.
What did they do for a pet rabbit?
Well, he was having a lot of trouble, so they had to put him asleep to do an x-ray.
Oh, okay, yeah, when you say put him to sleep, I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. But then you mean for the surgery and the x-rays. Okay. Yeah, you can't have a rabbit hopping around.
They didn't kill him. They just put him under anesthesia.
Yeah, anesthesia is expensive for animals. All right, well, I got you down, girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Beth, you're up. What was the last amount of money you spent on your pets at the vet?
$1,100.
Ooh, a little higher than Gavin. Okay. So what did they do?
It was for... Physical therapy for 10 sessions.
Well, that's amazing.
She had limited range of motion and in her back leg.
And they do physical therapy for dogs. That's good, because like I have to go to physical therapy for my shoulder. And when I told my wife what it cost, she's like, couldn't you just go to a vet? So, so that's what I'm going to do now. Well, let me add some things up here. We got all four of these. Okay, so that comes out to $29.34 divided by 4 equals... Gavin.
Oh, boy. What?
You were above the average.
Oh,
the average was $733. You are like over $100, $150 over the average for your pet bill.
This means I really love my dogs.
Yeah, it does. Or find a new vet.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Rock Report with Betty Rock.
With Memorial Day just around the corner, you may be hitting the road to get away for a bit. And if so, you may be looking for some good song suggestions to make for a killer playlist. And if so, you're in luck.
You got some?
I do. I found a list of the best summer soundtrack songs, guaranteed to get you in a good mood with all that traffic that you're going to have to battle. Okay, so we're going to go with this first one. See if you recognize it. See if you love it.
Nobody worry about me. It's Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins, I'm All Right, from 1980.
Yeah, that was in the movie Caddyshack and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, but so, it's
yeah.
still a bop.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, this next one, gonna sound familiar.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Doesn't matter what car you're driving, when this song comes on, you are in an F-18. Like, it's amazing.
That's also Kenny Loggins from Top Gun, called Danger Zone, released back in 1986.
So good, though.
This one was released in 1982.
Wow, it's all old movies. Oh, wow. Yeah. It's almost like I'm driving back in time to go to high school again. You know, like these are all like my high school days.
That's Survivor from Rocky III.
Yeah.
Then we go to 1985.
Wow, it's all 80s. Oh, yes! Huey Lewis. Save your life. Oh! That's the power of love. This is another one of those bands. This is, I've always called Mercy Me the Huey Lewis of Christian music.
I could see that.
Because, like, Huey Lewis should not have been a big thing. Because he's just normal, nondescript. But he wrote great songs, and they were great. Same thing with Mercy Me. There's not flash to them, but they're amazing.
Well, in this one, I think both Gavin and I will be on, because now we're getting into our decade. This was from 1999.
Nice.
And it is a classic.
Oh.
Phil Collins, yes. Tarzan.
Be in my heart.
That is.
From this day on, now and forevermore.
Yeah, that is not a summer driving song at all.
No, it is. Listen, I don't know what happened, because that movie did not deserve this soundtrack, but I know other millennials, maybe even Gen Zers, will agree with me. Phil Collins came in there with fire in his fingers, ready to go.
I would drive, if this was a summer driving song, I would drive my car into a lake.
Oh, stop
my. Just
that's
to make
dark.
It stop. Just
stop.
That's too
You're
much.
So dramatic.
No, I'm going to get out. I'm just saying. I just want to make the radio short circuit so I don't have to hear that again. Away FM. This is the Wally Show. And my daughter is 24 years old. She's living on her own. She lives in Orlando. And she's down there hustling, trying to make her career, paying for her apartment. You know, she's kind of more or less off my payroll. You know, I've been kind of weaning her off. Like, she still uses my Netflix, but Netflix is taking care of that. But then the other day we were talking to her, because she works for Disney, and she's full time so she can get insurance. And so we're like, hey, you need to get your insurance, because it saves me hundreds of dollars a month taking her off of mine. And she goes, and it's so funny, because she goes, she's going through all the process with us about all this stuff. And then she goes, hey, real quick, I'm just curious, because doesn't the government say I have till 26 on your insurance? And I said, yeah, the government says that, but Daddy doesn't say that. And so it's time for you, if you have the option to get your own insurance, you need to start paying for your own insurance so that you get used to, you know, providing for yourself.
Yes.
And it's a good life lesson.
Yes.
And her insurance, I swear to you, this is the best. I mean, I know she's not making a lot of money because she's young, but her insurance is $16 a week.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
She was not
like,
into paying.
No,
that?
And she was like, man, poof, I could cut out some stuff.
Word. Wow.
In fairness, her rent is horrible down in Orlando.
I can imagine, yeah.
But still, like, it's like $16 a month.
And, is she doing it though?
Oh yeah, yeah. She signed up. She got her card, and she felt. But afterwards, after the initial shock, mine literally is like $600 and something.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
Yeah, good gravy's right. Like,
holy
my insurance
cow.
Is so expensive. And so, like, her.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is why I'm scared to have a kid, is because I have to add that thing to my insurance plan.
Yeah, because you go from single, which is Betty, which is not bad,
no,
to
it's
married,
great.
Which goes up. But
it's
then
okay.
when you have a kid, it exponentially jumps up, whether it's one or five. So you might as well have 10.
Wow.
Yeah, and so, but she felt like an adult. She felt accomplished. She's like, you know what? I feel good about this. I'm paying my bills, and now I have insurance like a full-fledged adult.
I just can't get past that. That is,
yeah.
That would make anyone not want to have a kid.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's brutal. And so, okay, so what is it for you? What was it like when you were younger? What made you feel like an adult? What was that defining moment where you're like, all right, I am officially adulting now? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll take yours right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So how old are you, Haley?
I'm 22.
22. Okay, so what was it that made you feel like an adult for the first time?
Definitely getting my first car.
Now, you bought it yourself?
Yeah.
Down payment and everything?
Yep.
Good for you. What'd you get?
Ford Edge.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
That does feel really good. Now, do you pay for your own insurance and everything?
I do.
Now, Haley, let me ask you this honest question. I want an honest answer. Were you like telling your parents, hey, you know, it would be nice if you could help? Or were they the ones that were pushing you to be like, you need to be independent, you need to do this?
No, it was always me putting it in my own head that I was going to do this for myself, because my parents weren't really financially able to help. So I just did it because I needed a car, and I was able to do it.
Hey, I respect that. My wife the other day was like, Haley's car is so low in the rain down there, you know, in Florida. She should probably have an SUV. I said, she should probably buy one.
Right.
Hey, Haley, thanks for being on the show with us today.
Thank you.
When did you first feel like an adult?
At the age of 20, I went into the military and got to my first duty station 5,000 miles away from anybody I knew in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Yeah, joining the military will grow you up all kind of quick.
Yes, it will.
Was there anything good about being stationed in Alaska?
The summers were awesome. The winters were brutal, but the summers were great.
Are you still in the military or did you get out?
I am out now. After two tours in Afghanistan, I was done.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Well, look at you. Well, hey, I appreciate you being on the show today, and thank you for your service. That's amazing.
Thank you guys for everything you do. I love your show.
All right, John, you're up. When did you feel like you were actually adulting?
Well, when I got married at 19, I had my first kid at 20, and now I'm 3 kids in, and I'm 26.
Oh, my word. You just did it all right out of the gate. At 19, you're a kid yourself, man. Holy cow. Was that hard?
Yeah. It was tremendously hard, but I would never take it back. I love my kiddos. I learned a lot. I was a kid raising kids.
Well, what if your kid has a kid at 20 years old? What would you think about that?
I don't know. I would tell you, should have waited a little bit.
Yeah. And the nice thing is, by the time you're in your 40s, you're going to be empty nester and, on your own, which is kind of nice.
I know. I'm already looking forward to it. My wife doesn't want them to grow up, but I'm already ready for them to be
Yeah, I get that. Hey, John, thanks for being on the show with us today, man.
Thank you for having me. Love you guys.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show with Mind Blown.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Mind Blown.
Wait for it. Mind Blown!
And Gavin already went. He went out of order. You didn't wait for it.
I know.
Yeah, you didn't
wait
for it.
She threw me off, so I tried to throw her off. Didn't really work because she stuck to her guns.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. If you've ever felt like you are insignificant in a conversation, that moment ends right now today, because my goal is to make you interesting and make you applicable in every situation by having nuggets of wisdom that you can pull out at your leisure when you need to actually be involved in a conversation. This can happen at work, at school, at church, wherever. And so, like here's an example, okay? Real world scenario. Betty's off to the side and Gavin and I are talking, and I'm like, dude, like, our cool guy stock would go way up if we could get that girl to come over here and talk to us. So, like, just say something, like, ask me a question about something interesting, you know, that you think maybe she would be into.
Sure. I know she's really into crime shows. That's one of her biggest things. Can you tell me a crime show fact, sir?
Crime show fact, you say?
Hey,
Hey,
come on over.
How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Oh, Gavin and I were just talking about crime shows we watch all the time and how much we love them.
Oh, me too.
And did you know, Gavin and Betty, since you're here, that Unsolved Mysteries, you know that show?
Yeah.
They have actually solved 402 cases now.
What? That's
so
a ton.
A show. Yeah, I mean, that is a lot. So a show that, like, you didn't think they were going to ever be able to solve things. They're just entertainment. They've actually solved real cases. 402 of them.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing, is it not?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Congrats to them.
Yeah. Hey, while you're here up in our cool guy game, Betty, if you got anything you want to ask me, you know, just let it rip, Tater Chip.
Speaking of tater chips, I was over there at the snack vending machine.
Sure.
That stupid thing is broken again. And I'm hangry.
I know you are.
Give me something, you know.
To eat?
Well, yes. Can you give me something to eat?
I cannot do that, but I can feed your fuel, your hunger here by making you hungry, and you'll go eat after this, maybe. Did you know that once upon a time, long time ago, A&W, remember A&W?
Ooh, the root beer.
Yeah, and they also used to have, like, drive-ins, kind of like Sonic. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't know that. They did. Like, they tried to one-up McDonald's. They were competing in the, burger game by selling a 1/3-pound burger. That was their goal. And do you know why it flopped?
Huh.
No.
Maybe because it's... 1/3 is two words compared to if I just say quarter pounder. Oh, man.
No, that's two words.
That feels dumb.
No.
Yeah.
No, speaking of dumb, it's because Americans thought that 1/3 was less than a quarter pound. They thought they were getting less, but when they went to McDonald's, getting less.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to make fun of those people, but I would have been one of them.
Oh, absolutely. But he's like,
how dare you?
A third of a pound? I'm not eating this. What do you think I am? I'm going to McDonald's where I get a quarter of a pound.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That is how Mind Blown works. And you can use any of those facts whenever you need them if you're in a conversation, and you can be very, very intellectual.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.